Okay, if you'll agree with me, Father, we want ears to hear, a heart to perceive what your Holy Spirit is bringing out tonight. In Jesus' name. I want to take you to Leviticus, chapter 23. Leviticus, chapter 23. And I briefly listened to John Kilpatrick because I do connect with John Kilpatrick once in a while because he happens to be my brother's pastor. And he made quite a statement today on one of the things that he was teaching on, which was about a year ago. He was teaching about the blood moons, which, by the way, there will be one this coming week. Okay? He was also pointing out that he has been celebrating the feasts of God since the 70s. And he's pressing in that they don't belong to the Jew. The feasts are not Jewish feasts. So I'm going to push a couple of buttons tonight. Not to be picking on anybody, but verse 1 says, "The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed feasts." We don't have to go any further, do we?
Well, doesn't he read that? Didn't he read that?
Whose feasts are they?
God's.
If you look at the New Testament, they're called the Feast of the Jews. Why? They took them, yeah. And what else did they do?
They made it a ritual.
Yes. Yes. Instead of declaring it as God's feasts, in the Old Covenant you see it several times, these are the feasts of the Lord. Isn't that what it says? These are my appointed feasts, the appointed feasts of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies. So you're supposed to proclaim them as sacred assemblies, and they don't belong to the Jew. They belong to who? Belong to the Lord. Now, the traditions of men today are no different than the traditions of men 2,000 years ago. The Jews made a ritual out of all these things and they duplicated year after year because what were they lacking?
Relationship.
They were relationship wasn't there, but it was with Moses. Moses had a relationship. Abraham had a relationship. Peter, James, and John had a relationship. Yeah. St. Paul was persecuting who? Was he persecuting?
The Lord.
Ah, thank you. He was persecuting the Lord in his people. See the transfer? Now, what am I saying? I'm trying to give you an identity crisis so that you can see how we even form habits and we say we'll use the Jewish calendar. Is it really the Jewish calendar? No. It's God's calendar. Who gave it to Moses? The Lord did. Why do we not use it? Well, because it belongs to the Jews and we've got Gregorians. You understand what I'm doing? I'm stirring up the, you know what. Hopefully, you're going to get rid of all the you know what and keep the good stuff. Amen? And you'll get a new identity about the feast of Passover. It is the Lord's Passover. Amen? And if we can get that into our minds a little bit, like a seed going into the ground, our heart are going to be drawn to these feasts. Our heart is going to want to connect with the Lord of the feast. Why are they important? Why do the blood moons happen? Oh, by the way, the next time they're going to happen, 500 more years. He is back already in you.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but he's back in you already. Mm-hmm. Why is he back in you already? Because he's already established his second coming. He's in us. Mm-hmm. Corporately, he will manifest, such as what that article I read to you earlier. Okay? Remember, what my goal is to create a new idea inside of us. And I'm not saying I have it all put together. Don't ever conceive that I've got it all made just because I speak about it. But what I have is a chunk. And I want to share that chunk with you and impart some of that hunger that God has created in me so that I can say, not as a boastful thing, but by golly, I want to celebrate these feasts. They're appointed by God for him. Okay? Now, I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Verse 3. There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work wherever you live. It is a Sabbath to the Lord. The Passover and the unleavened bread. Verse 4. These are the Lord's appointed feasts. Is that clear? Not Jewish feasts, not Catholic feasts, not Protestant feasts. These are the Lord's appointed feasts. With an S. Yes? The sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed times. How are you going to know about the times? Hopefully, you've got a calendar that belongs to the Lord. Because if you've got the other one, you're going to find there's going to be a conflict of interest. Why? Because the Gregorian calendar is based upon the sun. You know why? They have a Sunday. They worshiped the sun. They have a Monday. They worship the moon. That's the traditions of men and the Romans. And I'm not picking on them. I'm just telling you where we've been living. It's called a mixed up mess. When you look at it from God's perspective, he's surviving our deception. Do we want to live in deception? Do we want to continue in deception? I hope not. That's the whole purpose of celebrating the feasts, to get a deeper flow with what his word says about his feasts so that we can honor them and lift them up before him at the appointed times. The Lord's Passover begins at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. On the 15th day of that month, the Lord's Feast of the Unleavened Bread begins. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast, and on the first day hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. For 7 days present an offering made to the Lord by fire, and on the seventh day hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. And it goes on. I'm not trying to give you a lesson in history. You've got your own Bible. What I am saying, however, is if I can incorporate a reality check inside of your hearts to really say, why am I taking time out to celebrate this feast? Will I honor God and will he honor me? Yes. Will he bless me if I acknowledge his feast? If I do it his way, do you have the Holy Ghost in you? Yes, you do. If you listen to his spirit, He will guide you through this feast. And it will probably be different than what the book says. Because the book was written for who? It was written for the Jew. What did they do? They formalized it. It became the feast of the Jews. Okay, go to John chapter 7. I'm getting a little bit of a push. Verse 1, after this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews were waiting to take his life. But when the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near, how come it's not the Feast of the Lord? Because they actually put the Lord out. And they put their own act in. Not very pretty, is it? Does it awaken something in us? Because if it does, then we will pay attention to this message that the cry, and I have a sense to repeat it. I cry out to the churches today because they are lacking important elements of our faith. Over the years, vital members of the body of Christ have been amputated by carnal men. Has anything changed?
No.
Thank you. Who have removed the apostles and the prophets? A church without apostles and prophets has no foundation. St. Paul says the apostles and the prophets are the foundation of the church. And it's built on a solid rock named Jesus. Amen? Spiritual gifts and large portions of the Holy Scripture. Many parts of the body have been removed, leaving only the navel. We are back to the beginning of nothing. However, over the past few decades, God has been grooming and reattaching these missing parts back into the body of Christ. And when our body is fully mended, we will become unstoppable. And when God moves, we, his people, will move as one complete unit. Whenever God speaks, the Holy Spirit will move through his body to make the word happen for his people today. It is important to remember that there is only one head of the church. Each and every group of God's people should have a person who is totally obedient to God's voice. He or she should also have the wisdom to know his ways. Anyone who leads God's people must have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. This is the only true way for the congregation to follow Christ as a body of believers. If the congregation of the believers follow the will and direction of man rather than Jesus, they are making man the head and not Jesus. Christ is the only true head of the church, while the Holy Spirit acts like the nervous system. Whenever God speaks from heaven, the Holy Spirit goes searching for someone who will set aside their desires. And I'll insert, to celebrate their own feast the way they think. And follow the sound of his voice. We cannot bring the body of Christ and his church through what is ahead of us if we are not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. And that's not a reprimand. That I call a wake-up call. Because it focuses us back to where we need to be focused, on him. When we are totally focused on him and celebrate his feast for what? To please ourselves? No. But to really build in us a foundation that is going to be solid. And when we have that solid foundation, we'll what? What's he going to do with us?
He'll use us.
Yes. And we will have signs and wonders. Boy, the girls are on the job. The twins did it tonight. That was beautiful. Yes. Get ready for the signs and wonders when the harmony comes. when there's disharmony and backbiting and slandering constantly in the church? What can you accomplish? Tell me, who's the head of the house? It's everyone having their own head as their head. It's not Jesus. And they're out there and they're doing this and I hear it. You say, how do you hear it? I hear it. People complaining against each other. They're not perfect. That one's not quite right. This one should be wearing this. Wear what you're supposed to wear and please him. That's the bottom line. It's not all this critical stuff that's going to solve anything. Amen?
Amen.
So would you close your eyes, please, and close your book. Say, Holy Spirit, we're recommitting ourselves. To the head. We need to hear from Jesus. In a very powerful way. If we've done it on our own. And acted on our own. We're asking for a change of heart. We truly want to obey you. And we want to hear from you. So Holy Spirit. Impact me. Shove when you need to shove.
Shove when you need to shove.
Pull when you need to pull.
Pull when you need to pull.
I don't want to miss the boat.
I don't want to miss the boat.
I want to get.
I want to get.
To the finish line.
To the finish line.
And see the signs and wonders you promised.
And see the signs and wonders you promised.
Make us one.
Make us one.
Our cry is make us one.
Our cry is make us one.
Under one head.
Under one head.
Under one director.
Under one director.
His name is the Holy Spirit.
His name is the Holy Spirit.
And our Papa in heaven.
And our Papa in heaven.
Will be totally pleased.
Will be totally pleased.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.